I went to see a fortune teller once. Big sign on the highway, and under a crystal ball it said, "Fortune's read, $10." Don't ask me why, but I decided to go see Madam Rita and find out what tomorrow held for me. I'm not much of a spiritualist, and usually I figure tomorrow's coming soon enough. Why spend money to get a preview? But for some reason, not very clear to me, I went across the road from where I work stripping furniture for two Armenian brothers in their stained glass and furniture repair shop just across the bridge in Burlington. This is before the malls and the fast food chains. Madam Rita might have mentioned what was coming so I could buy real estate cheap and sell high, but no. The Armenian brothers were aghast I was going into the fortune teller's shop for a reading. "Don't do it," they insisted. "Once she's got her long fingernails into you, she'll control you like a puppet." The boys must have known some vampire gypsies in their day, is all I could figure. That or watched too many late-night chiller thrillers on the cheap channels. Undeterred, I walked across the highway and up the creaking stairs of a dilapidated old two-story house and knocked on the door with the logo of an eyeball and a crystal ball. "See your future," it said. "Madam Rita." Madam Rita herself came to the door. She wore a shabby bathrobe and her hair was in curlers under a babushka tied in a knot in front. She asked if I was here for a reading. "Indeed I was," I said. We went to a small room off the kitchen next to a back room where she was doing her laundry. The washing machine was in spin mode and made a wild racket, kind of killing any mood for a seance or any possible connection with the spirits of the next world, unless, you know, they were the ghosts of Maytag repairmen. Taking my hand in her pudgy one, she asked what exactly I hoped to find out, which, sadly, I didn't have much of an answer to other than that I'd seen her sign for a year and the sale price of the fortune telling drew me in like a moth to a burn barrel fire. I might as well have said I'm too cheap to pay for a full price soothsaying, but hey, in the hands of a mind reader, what does it really matter what you say? She's got your number. Madam Rita studied the lines in my palms, pointed out the age line, said I'd live long, looked at a few tributaries, and finally sighed before telling me I had enemies. "Did I know that?" she asked. I said I had folks who maybe didn't like me much, but enemies, nah, not really. We were at a round table, no candles, no crystal ball, no voodoo, anything, just a cup of half-drunk tea she never touched. Probably Ayanute tea, but how would I know? She excused herself and got up to put the wash in the dryer, which soon was tumbling in a sinister soundtrack to her inquiries about my enemies. She returned and assured me I had them. But if I chose, I could have her exorcise them. She'd be willing to go to the church and burn candles to rid me of these harmful pests. Did I want her to do that? "Sure," I said. "Who needs enemies?" It would cost $5 a candle. I asked how many candles did she think it would take. She shook her scarfed head sadly. "Who knows? Depends on how much they wish to harm you." I said I didn't think my enemies really wished to harm me much. Maybe not at all. I don't even think they really dislike me. You want to know the truth. For you readers thinking of going to a fortune teller, don't tell them about the truth. Madam Rita informed me solemnly that my enemies were the reason why I couldn't achieve happiness. I said I was pretty reasonably happy. Madam Rita was pretty sure I wouldn't be in her parlor if that was so. She said she would burn 10 candles for only $25 and that should rid me of my curses. It was her last offer. And by implication, otherwise I was on my own to face these unnamed people who wished me ill and prevented me from achieving even more happiness than I already had. Over the dryer noise, which sounded like loose change clattering in the cylinder the way a deranged kid might whack a wall with a stick, I declined her offer. It took a few times to convince her I didn't want to help myself, but finally I left her paying after paying $10 for the reading. Then I sauntered back to the Armenian brothers, a little poorer and who knows how much wiser. They were waiting by the front door, nearly paralyzed with fear for me. "What did she do to you? What did she tell you? What was it like in there?" If I'd told them she was keeping pet bats in cages and feeding them children, they'd have believed me. If I'd said she put a curse on you and your business and your sons and their sons, they'd have put a for sale sign on the front door that day and left the country doomed, absolutely doomed. She was washing her laundry, I told them. They didn't believe me. She said, "I have enemies I need to get rid of," I told them. That they could believe. "Go over and let her read your hands," I suggested. "You'll see." "Are you crazy?" they almost screamed in unison. "She's not Bela Lugosi," I said, but by then they were at the window, surreptitiously checking for odd activity across the highway in the battered old house with the gypsy inside. "If she can read minds," they said, "she can control you. You should never have gone in there." I never went back, of course, and within a few weeks I'd had enough of stripping furniture and breathing toxic fumes, too. My enemies never showed up, at least at my shack door, and happiness poured over me anyway. Madam Rita's palm reading by the highway lasted a few more years until the malls arrived and the highway got widened. My guess is she made a bundle on the real estate sale, probably living in a nice condo now with a state-of-the-art washer-dryer combo. Her own enemies across the street moved away too, although the few times I've run into them, they seem happy enough. I guess it worked out for all.